fire safety in the home. Hello. Welcome to this audio guide with help and advice about protecting yourself and your home from fires. Fire kills. You can prevent it. But let's start with some things you might not know about the risk of fire in the home. Did you know that you're 4 times more likely to die in a fire if you don't have a working smoke alarm? That around half of fires in the home are caused by cooking accidents? That 2 fires a day are started by candles? That every 6 days someone dies from a fire caused by a cigarette? That about 2 fires a day are started by heaters? And that faulty electrics, such as appliances, wiring, and overloaded sockets, cause around 6,000 fires in the home across England every year. Protect your home with smoke alarms. The easiest way to protect your home and family from fire is with working smoke alarms. Get them, install them, test them. They could save your life. Now to start with some advice about choosing your smoke alarms. Firstly, you should fit at least 1 smoke alarm on every level of your home. But don't worry, smoke alarms are cheap and easy to install. They are available from DIY stores, electrical shops, and most high street supermarkets, and there is a variety of different models for you to choose from. If you need more advice on choosing which one is best suited for you, ask your local fire and rescue service, who will be happy to advise you. When you're choosing smoke alarms, you should always choose ones with official accreditation symbols. Check for a British Standard Kite mark or an LPCB horseshoe mark. You can get help in store to find the right alarms for you and your home. The best options are 10-year sealed battery smoke alarms. They are slightly more expensive, but you do save on the cost of replacing batteries. Now here's advice on how to fit your smoke alarms. The ideal position for alarms is on the ceiling, in the middle of a room, and on the hallway and landing, so if the alarm goes off, you can hear it beep throughout your home. But you mustn't put alarms in or near kitchens or bathrooms, because the smoke or steam can set them off by accident. Don't worry about having to fit them yourself. If it's difficult for you, contact your local fire and rescue service for help. They'll be happy to install them for you. Now, once your smoke alarms are chosen and fitted, here's how to make sure they work. The most important thing is to test your smoke alarms at least every month. That's because testing smoke alarms tests the smoke sensor as well as the power supply and/or the battery. If any of your smoke alarms have a 1-year battery, make sure it's changed every year. But remember, only take the battery out when you need to replace it. Also, you should never disconnect or take the batteries out of your alarms if they go off by mistake. Standard battery-operated alarms are the cheapest option, but the batteries need to be replaced every year. Longer-life batteries are better. You can also get mains-powered alarms, which are powered by your home power supply. They need to be installed by a qualified electrician, and they too still require testing. You can even have linked alarms installed, so that when one alarm detects a fire, they all go off together. This is useful if you live in a large house or over several levels. Finally, in this section, deaf and hard of hearing people can install strobe light and vibrating alarms. For more details, contact Action on Hearing Loss. But don't forget the most important things. Test your smoke alarms and never remove the batteries without replacing them. Here's how else you can look after your smoke alarms. You should make testing your smoke alarms part of your regular household routine. Test them by just pressing the button until the alarm sounds. If it doesn't sound, you need to replace the battery. If a smoke alarm starts to beep on a regular basis, you need to replace the battery immediately. If it's a 10-year alarm you've got, you will need to replace the whole alarm every 10 years. Apart from smoke alarms, there is other equipment you could consider to keep you safe from fires. There are fire blankets, which are used to put out a fire or wrap a person whose clothes are on fire. They are best kept in the kitchen. Also, fire extinguishers shoot out a jet to help control the fire. They are quick and simple to use, but always read the instructions first. Finally, because you shouldn't place smoke alarms in a kitchen, you can install a heat alarm to detect fires there. How to prevent common fires. This section will tell you how you can avoid fires in your home, including how to cook safely and take care with electrics, heaters, candles, and cigarettes. Firstly, here are some tips to help you cook safely. One of the most important things is to take extra care if you need to leave the kitchen whilst cooking. Take pans off the heat or turn them down to avoid risk. Also avoid cooking when under the influence of alcohol. Never leave children in the kitchen alone when you're cooking on the hob. Keep matches and saucepan handles out of their reach to keep them safe. Also, make sure saucepan handles don't stick out so they don't get knocked off the stove. And take care if you're wearing loose clothing, they can easily catch fire. Keep towels and cloths away from the cooker and hob. For lighting gas cookers, spark devices are safer than matches or lighters because they don't have a naked flame. Finally, when you've finished cooking, double-check the cooker is off. Now here's some advice to help you take care with electrics in the kitchen. Firstly, keep electrics, that's leads and appliances, away from water. Check toasters are clean and placed away from curtains and kitchen rolls. Keep the oven, hob and grill clean and in good working order, because a build-up of fat and grease can ignite a fire. And remember, don't put anything metal in the microwave. Next, some advice about deep fat frying. You must take care when you're cooking with hot oil because it sets alight easily. Make sure food is dry before putting it in hot oil so it doesn't splash. If the oil starts to smoke, it's too hot. Turn off the heat and leave it to cool. Or you could use a thermostat-controlled electric deep fat fryer. They can't overheat. But what if a pan does catch fire? Here's what to do. The most important thing is don't take any risks. You should turn off the heat if it's safe to do so, and never, ever throw water over it. Don't tackle the fire yourself. Get out, stay out, and call 999. But remember that top tip again. Never throw water on a fat pan if it catches fire. Now we turn to electrics. Here's how to avoid electrical fires. Always check that you use the right fuse in the plug to prevent overheating. When you buy an electrical appliance, make sure it has a British or European safety mark. A top tip is, don't overload power sockets. If you need to use an extension lead or adapter, they will have a limit to how many amps they can take, so be careful not to overload them. Certain appliances, such as washing machines, should have a single plug to themselves as they are high powered. You should try to keep to one plug per socket. But if you need to use a multiway, you should know the limit for them. If you plug in 2 5-amp plugs plus 1 3-amp one, then that adds up to 13 amps. That's the limit for an adapter. Different appliances use different amounts of power. A television may use 3 amps and a vacuum cleaner 5 amps, for example. When charging electrical goods, follow the manufacturer's instructions and look for the CE mark that indicates chargers comply with European safety standards. Overall, it's very important to keep electrical appliances clean and in good working order to prevent them from triggering a fire. Keep your eyes peeled for signs of dangerous or loose wiring, such as scorch marks, hot plugs and sockets, fuses that blow or circuit breakers that trip for no obvious reasons, or for flickering lights. You should check and replace any old cables and leads, especially if they're hidden from view, behind furniture or under carpets and mats. Finally, for electrics, unplugging appliances helps reduce the risk of fire. Unplug them when you're not using them or when you go to bed. Now some other advice about how to stay safe from fire. Firstly, a quick tip about furniture. You can check your furniture is fire-resistant by ensuring that it has the fire-resistant permanent label. Next, portable heaters. If you use portable heaters, try to secure them up against a wall to stop them falling over. Keep them clear from curtains and furniture, and never use them for drying clothes. Now what to do if you use an electric blanket? Store electric blankets flat, rolled up, or loosely folded to prevent damaging the internal wiring. Unplug blankets before you get into bed, unless it has a thermostat control for safe all-night use. Try not to buy second-hand blankets, and check blankets regularly for wear and tear, and always follow the manufacturer's instructions. If you smoke, here are some safety tips. It's important to stub cigarettes out properly when you've finished, and you must dispose of them carefully. Remember, put them out, right out. Also, never smoke in bed. When you're smoking, use a proper ashtray, never a waste paper basket, and make sure your ashtray can't tip over and is made of material that won't burn. Don't leave a lit cigarette, cigar, or pipe lying around. They can easily fall over and start a fire. You should take extra care if you smoke when you're tired, taking prescription drugs, or if you've been drinking. You might fall asleep and set your bed or sofa on fire. Remember to keep matches and lighters out of children's reach. You could consider buying child-resistant lighters and matchboxes. The top tip again is, put cigarettes out, right out. Next up, here are some tips about using candles safely. The most important advice for candles is to make sure that they are secured in a proper holder and away from materials that may catch fire, like curtains. When you leave the room, put candles out and make sure they're put out completely at night. Children shouldn't be left alone with lit candles. And keep pets away from them too. Remember, be careful with candles. Now, what if the worst should happen? We look at what you can do if there is a fire in your home. Fitting smoke alarms is the first crucial step to protecting yourself from fire. But what would you do if one went off during the night? Be prepared and plan a safe escape. This section will help you make a plan ready for an emergency. Plan an escape route and make sure everyone knows how to escape. And keep the exits clear. The best route is the normal way in and out of your home. But think of a second route in case the first one is blocked by fire. Take a few minutes to practice your escape plan. And keep door and window keys where everyone can find them. Review your plan if the layout of your home changes. So what should you do if there is a fire? Firstly, don't tackle fires yourself. Leave it to the professionals. You should keep calm and act quickly. Get everyone out as soon as possible. Don't waste time investigating what's happened or rescuing valuables. If there's smoke, you should keep low where the air is clearer. If you need to open a door, use the back of your hand to check if it's warm first. If it is, don't open it. Fire is on the other side. And call 999 as soon as you're clear of the building. Remember, 999 calls are free. So the main advice again is, get out, stay out, and call 999. So what to do if your escape route is blocked? If you can't get out, get everyone into one room, ideally one with a window and a phone. Put bedding around the bottom of the door to block out the smoke. Call 999, then open the window and shout, "Help! Fire!" If you're on the ground or first floor, you may be able to escape through a window. You can use bedding to cushion your fall and lower yourself down carefully. Don't jump. If you can't open the window, break the glass in the bottom corner. You can make jagged edges safe with a towel or blanket. If your clothes catch fire, here's what to do. Firstly, stop. Don't run around, you'll just make the flames worse. Drop. Lie down and roll around. It makes it harder for the fire to spread. And roll. Smother the flames with a heavy material like a coat or blanket. Remember, stop, drop, and roll. Next, here's some advice on how to escape from a high-level building. As with all buildings, you should plan and practice an escape route. Avoid using lifts and balconies if there's a fire. It is easy to get confused in smoke, so count how many doors you need to go through to reach the stairs. Check there is nothing in the corridors or stairways that could catch fire, like boxes or rubbish. Make sure doors to stairways are not locked. Make sure everyone in the building knows where the fire alarms are. You should still get a smoke alarm for your own home, even if there is a warning system in the block. Finally, at the end of the day, make a bedtime check. You are more at risk from a fire when you're asleep, so it's a good idea to check your home before you go to bed. Here's a bedtime checklist. Close inside doors at night to stop a fire from spreading. Turn off and unplug electrical appliances unless they're designed to be left on, like your freezer. Check your cooker is turned off. Don't leave the washing machine on. Turn heaters off and put up fire guards. Put candles and cigarettes out properly. Make sure the exits are kept clear and keep door and window keys where everyone can find them. This is now the end of this audio guide. For further fire safety information, contact your local fire and rescue service. You can find their day-to-day contact details online or in the phone book. Remember, 999 is just for emergencies. Or you can visit www.facebook.com/firekills. This has been an audio adaptation of a leaflet published by HM Government. It is Crown Copyright 2015. Finally, remember, working smoke alarms save lives. Fire kills. You can prevent it.